Probably.
Yeah. Are there different kinds of frogs?
Yeah, the grass frog, bullfrog.
The grass frog is a small one.
Right.
Mm-hmm. What's the animal that looks like a frog is supposed to give you warts?
Toad.
Okay. If you're going to go fishing, you'd probably dig yourself some...
worms, night crawlers.
Okay. Is there a difference between a worm and a night crawler?
Only their livelihood, the way they behave. You can find more night crawlers in the evening of the play site than you can fish worms.
Mm-hmm. What do you call the insect that has four wings, and a lot of times you see it over the water? It either is hovering there or it's moving real fast. What do you call that thing? Common name for this insect is a dragonfly. I just wanted
yeah.
to... Do you have any other name for it?
Mm-hmm.
Remember as a boy? Maybe?
Yeah. I knew the scientific name at one time, but...
Yeah. You never heard it called a snake doctor or a snake feeder or anything like that?
Snake feeder, I've heard it used.
Okay.
I can tell you what the scientific name is for a housefly. Musidae.
Okay. Yeah, what's it going to be of this dog on biting flies? Is it bad?
Well, there's a lot of those.
Mm-hmm.
The sweat fly, the horse fly, and the green head. Of course, your blowfly.
Mm-hmm.
Your green fly, the blowfly and the green fly are interchangeable.
Mm-hmm. What's the insect that is famous for getting into woolens and causing problems?
Moths.
Okay, what about the one that glows in the dark that kids like to catch?
Firefly.
Okay. Ever use any
lightning bug.
Okay. What are the different insects that might sting you?
Bees and wasps.
Okay. Are there any different kinds of wasps?
Yeah, there's mud daubers.
How about the kind that's fairly small that lives in a burrow in the ground? A lot of times you have a picnic outside there.
Oh, ants.
Well, they're I think a type of wasp, but they're yellow and they come around. But they have a burrow and nest in the ground. A lot of times you accidentally.
Oh, yellow jackets.
Okay, what about the kind that has a great big nest and hangs in a tree?
Hornets.
Yeah. What do you call a small fish that you use as bait?
Minnows.
Okay. If you come in the house, maybe you've been gone on a trip or something like that, and you haven't had a chance to clean every day, and you look, or every week or whatever, and you look in the corner and you see something hanging in the corner.
Cobwebs.
Okay. What is a cobweb exactly?
It's a... spider web.
Mm-hmm. So is a cobweb, would you call a spider web outside a cobweb? Or?
No, not as much as you would in the house. They're made from a different, what do I want to say, a different life.
Mm-hmm.
Spiders are not insects.
Mm-hmm.
And that cobweb is made from an animal similar to a spider.
Mm-hmm. So, okay. A tree, get a, say, transplant a tree, you got to dig real deep because you have to get the
roots or taproot.
Yeah. The reptile that has a shell is a...
turtle? Tortoise?
Is there a difference between a turtle and a tortoise?
I think there is when you get into the scientific part, but to me... a turtle is what I see around here.
Mm-hmm.
Hard shells and leatherbacks,
mm-hmm.
are all turtles.
Mm-hmm.
But when you read stories, there's always a tortoise.